Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a beautiful Which One Wednesday it is. You guys know the drill. I throw out the scenario or the decision to be made. Tiffany and Bo will debate style give us their answers on that decision to be made. And then Dylan will judge the debate and who was able to win. If you weren't here last week, I held the crown. I held Bo off as Tiffany hosted Which One Wednesday, held the fort down. I look for Tiffany to once again be able to do the same thing and stiff arm Bo back into oblivion on Which One Wednesday like I did last week.
You know you live in people's heads when their only goal is to beat you or talk about you.
Is that what it is? Well, there was only two people competing last week, so that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, wait, you clearly made it your goal.
All righty, Bo.
Your goal. Y'all's goal is to beat me. It takes two of you.
Well, look, you were the defending champ, so hats off to you for that. You had, put together a series of victories, and I wanted to make sure that, I put
actually,
a cap on that.
I should point out, it's not just two against one. Usually, you have Dylan in your back pocket. So
that's apparently, I haven't had him in my back pocket lately.
That's actually a great point.
Dylan, are you going to take that?
I am fair and just. Well, and just to let you know, if you want there to be a little bit of, favoritism towards one person, I'll watch how you speak to me.
Just make it clear.
He also said his Venmo is open.
Make it clear.
Yeah, I do take bribes.
You want me to scan it? You want me to scan it?
Dylan? A free TV from somebody or something. I don't know.
Well, hopefully it works this time. Just notice who's slandering you.
What? It's been noted.
Just keep
he's
it
always, He always got to cap his, my joke with his joke. All right, well, so let's go. Bo was
Made
talking about the
upsizing.
You good? You done? All right. Bo was talking about the critter in his attic last night. Had to call somebody, get some repairs, get some things closed off. And then he mentioned that guy had just dealt with a snake issue at a different house. My question to you, if you were going to climb into your attic, which one would you rather find? Would it be a rat or would it be a snake? Which one would you rather find?
A snake.
Not which one is worse. Which one would you rather find? A rat or a snake? Tiff, we'll start with you.
A snake, hands down, a snake. They don't multiply as fast as rats do. So I would think that, for what? Why are you looking at me so bizarre? I'd rather have a snake up there. It's probably a one-time removal. If they've laid some eggs, you can get those out too. But I feel like rats are building. Rats are so intelligent. It's probably built a whole system. I think I told you guys
about that Nat Geo thing that I looked at.
I'm not saying snakes are stupid. But rats actually have a whole communication system. They're quite fascinating. I feel like they could probably take over your home quite easily. Than a snake could.
I'm going to make this simple. First off, the last thing I want in my house is an animal with a forked tongue. All right?
Oh, dude.
Ugh. And let me tell you something. Rats don't get into bed with you. Rats don't crawl up your toilet while you're sitting there taking a number two and bite you in the butt.
That cereal you like to have, you're going to find a rat dropping in it.
Have it. You can have the cereal. I don't like snakes. If I find a snake in my house,
I don't like being in the same zip code as a snake.
My house will either be one or two things. It will be on the market or it will be on fire. Okay? One or two things. Snakes are evil creatures.
No, they're not.
Evil. Rats.
No, they're not.
I can deal with rats. I can talk to them. I can get rid of them. I can trap them. You ain't trapping no damn
rats
snake.
Rats are going to multiply.
No way. You don't think snakes don't?
They do, but I'm saying a rat, I think, is going to multiply more rats. I'm going to double check
that. And if you find the right rat, you can teach it how to cook.
Okay. You actually can. They actually are.
Right. No, you did not just do the ratatouille. No, you did not just hit us with a ratatouille. All right, you are on restriction for the rest of this Which One Wednesday.
He's watching Disney movies.
We got to move on. We got to move on. I can't get my kid to watch Ratatouille, speaking of which. All right, we got to move on. How about this one? Denzel comes out the other day. He's on his tour for promoting Gladiator 2, and he says that he will be a part of Black Panther 3. So which sequel with Denzel in it excites you more? Would it be Gladiator 2 or would it be Black Panther 3? Gladiator 2 opening up just over a week from now, I believe. All right?
What, wasn't this like the 20th or 25th anniversary of like Gladiator a few, not that long ago?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
It came out in the summer of 2000 because I remember seeing it. So this would be
somewhere. There you go. Yeah, we're getting close. So we'll start with you.
Just based, don't come for me, but just based on the nostalgia, the history of Gladiator, it was like a staple. I can't tell you how many times I watched that back then. Even if it comes on TV right now, you're probably likely to watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't really quote a lot of movies, but I can probably name a couple like lines from that. So Gladiator, I feel like, is a classic. And to have Denzel Washington be a part of it.
Yeah.
And his acting skill, it's just, I think it will take it to another level.
He said he's being very selective these days.
He is, because he's going to retire soon.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. He deserves
it. But also they wrote Ryan Coogler, they wrote him into Black Panther. As you know, he's going to retire, so he's going out. It's a tough decision, but I will go Gladiator.
But what do you think?
As a huge, massive Denzel Washington fan and a Gladiator fan, the only thing that I have an issue with this new Gladiator movie is so far, everything I've read and seen, it looks very much like the first Gladiator, like almost a carbon copy. Nothing would be cooler than seeing Denzel Washington playing like a bad guy in Black Panther, right? Because bad guy Denzel, that's the best Denzel, other than Man on Fire Denzel and Coach Boone from Remember the Titans Denzel. But bad guy Denzel is the best, so I want to see him in Black Panther.
All right, we got to move on. I asked it going to break.
I'm hoping.
If you could go back to 1987, 88, which one would you rather see? Do you want to see Mike Tyson in his prime in a boxing match or Michael Jackson on his world tour, maybe at like Wembley Stadium? Yeah, hit that thing, Dylan. Which one would you rather see? Go back to the late 80s, put yourself in those shoes. Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson. Which one, Tiff?
I guess I'm going to go to the vibes of a concert. And why would you not want to see the moonwalk up close, depending on what section you're in, you know? But I'd probably pull some strings and be in the front row.
That was a subtle drop right there. I like it.
You know, I'm just saying I would probably rather the classics, the hits. I'm going to pick a concert over a fight probably.
All right, Bo. Up to you, man.
Well, I've been to quite a few championship fights, but nothing would have been cooler than 1987 seeing the baddest man on the planet.
Tyson in his prime.
And the vibes. I'm going to tell you something. The stars that show up. You got Jack Nicholson sitting front row. Don King's hair is in the building. I mean, give me the baddest man on the planet. He comes out wearing the black towel with the, you can't see the socks and the boots. Give me that all day long. A championship fight, man. The atmosphere is unbelievable.
All right. Dylan says we got time for one more, and here's what we're going to do. Which guy is more important to the Falcons' success for the rest of the season? Is it Darnell Mooney, who has proved himself to be explosive at wide receiver, or is it Grady Jarrett, your team's leading sack leader right now with 2.5?
I'm going to take this one, and I'm going to try to keep it short because I do want to get into my facts about snakes and rats that I just pulled up here. With Grady Jarrett, I know, yes, he leads the team with 2.5 sacks, but he is the heartbeat still of that defense, right? The heart and soul of that defense. And
that's,
if we're talking
point.
About the defense, turning things around, getting some more sacks on the season, you got to have your leader with you. So I feel like he is extremely important to this defense.
I think that's fair.
I think that's a phenomenal point. I'm not going to argue any of those because, that's phenomenal. But I'm just going to go to bat for Darnell Mooney. He is the leading receiver as far as yards go. He is second in touchdown receptions on this team. This dude is a playmaker. He is the big play threat on
this
team. He is the big play threat. All right. And they don't win games without guys like Darnell Mooney. The defense lets us down at times. The kicking game has let us down at times. Darnell Mooney has only let us down once with a drop, and he made up for it later in the game. Darnell, man.
Can I make one point before we go? While Bo is cheering for Darnell Mooney in his house that is riddled with rats, because female rats can give birth, I think I have up to 12 pups every 3 weeks.
I'm sorry. You say 12 every 3 weeks?
12 pups is what they're called.
So you're just going to average 4 kids a week.
3 weeks. For me and the snakes that I will be dealing with, a female snake may give birth once or twice a year.
How many snakes come out of that female?
Let me throw this out there. I'm just going to tell y'all, if I find a snake in my bed, I am literally immediately putting it on the market. Dylon.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What say you?
Well, I'm going to say it was very close, and I was swayed one way before Tiffany gave those final facts, but the extra effort from Tiffany, it's got me feeling like Tiffany.
You can't come back.
It's a walk-off win in the bottom of the night.
That is illegal.
It's a walk-off win in the bottom of the night.
I get no rebuttal. And by the way, she didn't even tell you how many.
You did rebuttal.
She came back over the top. How many snakes does a female snake? How many babies does a female snake have? Because that could be an X factor. That's garbage, man. You can't come. You know, that, I'm protesting. Get Day Day in here. Okay. I'm protesting.
I make the rules.
It can
I'm the final
from...
judge.
Say the number. Say the number. Say the. Hold on. Say this.
Tim.
What I am going to tell you is that, hey, when we come back.
No,
here,
say the
number. No,
you can't do that. That's not
you
fair.
You
got to give the number, Tiff.
It can range from 1 or 2 to, over 100.
Oh,
baby snakes at one. Baby snakes at once.
Well, as the final judge,
you can't take it back now. But man, we were had. We were had,
and I will find that out.
We were had.
Yeah, Bo actually might have been cheating. I'm sorry, Bo.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.